Hey, good evening. Almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is Head On for Tuesday night. I'm Bob Kincaid. A little bit harum scarum. We realized that just as the show was beginning that the mouse on our streaming computer had gone south or been cannibalized. Or never a dull moment. Let's put it that way. It is Tuesday night. A little bit overcast here in beautiful uptown Beckley, but a nice evening just the same. Real hellbender of a thunderstorm rolled through last night. I kind of enjoy thunderstorms. Sat out on the porch and watched it thunder and roll and lightning and boom. And it was a real blast. See, blast, thunder. Oh, the humor just never ends. The phone number tonight, as ever, is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967. You can email to bob@headonradio.com. You're always welcome to do that. And, of course, we stream live for you every night on the Internet when the mouse is working, as it is now, at WWNRNewsTalk620.com. And our archives, of course, are at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So avail yourself just about any way that you wish of the programming. Now, just in this is from the Alice Through the Looking Glass department. our buddy Don Blankenstein is set to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on TV commercials. Terribly wrong. I don't know. I think most. I don't think so. Not with our time. Thanks for playing. Not going to happen. Nauseating, to say the least. Number of interesting stories in the news today. I've got to say that yesterday's Supreme Court. Eagle. But the most disturbing part of it was cancer survivor and 85 years old. Well, I got well. Put washing fat Tony Scalia and John Paul Stevens.
He's a liberal. These people want to rely on foreign law.
Well, they didn't rely on foreign law this time, did they, wingnuts? Because if they had, they could have looked over to the Netherlands and had to be sick. But in this case, the liberals claimed of them. I'll call it when I see it. They tried to couch the opinion in terms of, well, we're only answering the question as to whether government has the power. Yeah, as if you get bad law when you do that, because blood and bone and gristle and the human help but be. Yeah, that's gonna happen. Bunch of courageous congressmen are gonna jump out and fix 60 years of stupid prohibition. Where's the pro-life movement on this?
Good.
Gotta remember,
suffering is good.
If suffering was good, we'd all be running around trying to suffer.
Don't wanna be an American idiot. Don't want a nation to have a new media. And can you hear the sound of the stereo?
Head on.
Don't miss the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Golf Event on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club. Entry fee $70 per person, includes card, green fees, beverage tip $150. Beverages provided by Budweiser. Lunch provided by the Outback Steakhouse from 11:30 to 1. Tee times 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. Limited number of golfers allowed. Make your reservations early. Hit a hole in one for a chance to win a new car from hometown Subaru Kia. It's the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Golf Event on Monday, June 20th at Black Knight Country Club.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was.
Gosh, you're the man. You're the man.
Oh, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean,
fight on cash.
No, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have.
You can be my sugar daddy?
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Whoa, $50. Pretty generous. Okay. You sure you're Jewish? Come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. Joke. It's a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is to imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org.
This is Robert Wall. What if you had over $1 million to spend 24 hours of every day, 365 days a year? Well, that's what the Shriners spend, providing world-class orthopedic and burn medical care to children. And they never charge a dime for it. Shriners Hospitals combine leading-edge research with an outstanding teaching program. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. For more information, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Shining a liberal light in the conservative darkness, Bob Kincaid, Head On.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock, I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. And, well, let's go to the phones. Michelle's been waiting. Hey, Michelle, you're Head On. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I have racked my information
okay.
to come up with a theory about, as has been said, we can get, you know, the morphine and we can get the Vicodin and all that stuff from the doctors, right?
Right.
But we can't get the medical marijuana.
Right.
Now, maybe. Remember the Vietnam era?
Yes.
Everyone was smoking pot. The protesters, the fighting men,
yeah,
everyone.
The guys in the jungle.
Everyone, practically.
Except William Westmore.
And it was a really, really bad era for the government.
Right. Because people questioned authority.
Absolutely. And if you smoke pot, it's a perspective-changing chemical. Have you ever smoked pot?
I went to college, sure.
Oh, okay. Did it make you think about things in different ways?
I became fascinated with the wallpaper pattern.
Sure, but that's why. That's just a theory, but why? Why? It's a harmless plant.
Well, you know, the Gazette put it very, very nicely today, Michelle, in pointing out the hypocrisy of the court, because they were the ones who came up with the comparison of booze and cigarettes. Now, I don't think there's anybody out there with a rational mind that will suggest that marijuana is anywhere near as dangerous in terms of damage done to society as either one of those two legal items.
Except the government.
Ooh, it's bad. Yeah.
It'll make you think.
Yeah, because if you get all loaded up on booze, you might get all violent and want to, you know, invade Iraq or something.
Yeah, then we can arrest you and put you in jail and get some money for you and or whatever. But I have not heard an argument, let alone a convincing argument, against legalizing.
Oh, no. Michelle, I had a buddy who was a state trooper years and years ago. I asked him one time, I said, given a choice, you got a drunk here and a pothead here, and you got to arrest one of them. Which one would you rather deal with? He goes, oh, the pothead, 100 times out of 100.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you know, they might ask you if you'll stop and give them a Snickers, but, you know,
yeah, right.
they're not going to take a swing at you. Okay, man, let's go. You know.
Right. So if everybody, or if most of us in the U.S. want it to be done, what can we do? Who are these Supreme Court justices? They have no clue as how I live. They have no clue about my life.
Well, you know, the pitiful thing about this is they tried very hard to make sure that they said that they were not passing on the rightness or wrongness of medical marijuana.
Well, they did.
But they did. And what they leaned on, if you, I know you like to read up on stuff that maybe you're not current on. It's the Interstate Commerce Clause is what they leaned on
right, in the Constitution.
Right, but there was no evidence to suggest
no.
that interstate commerce was being entered into.
There's no interstate commerce.
You know, this was marijuana grown in California, taken to these little medical marijuana clubs where people come and
love shack.
Okay, but there was no evidence suggesting it had ever crossed the California
exactly.
state line.
It doesn't have to cross
so
any line.
That just kind of makes me want to beat my head into that.
They're using excuses,
right? and it's interesting that the minority, while I tend to view them in terms of political divisions, there was another division that's apparent though too. Sandra Day O'Connor has had breast cancer. William Rehnquist has had, is in the middle of thyroid cancer. For all we know, he may be firing up to ease his pain even as he was writing. Okay? And Slappy Thomas, I think he just enjoys getting high. So they were the minority. And yet John Paul Stevens writes the majority opinion, and he's a cancer survivor. What a slap in the face to other sick people.
Well, it's not just cancer, it's AIDS. It'll increase your appetite.
Right,
it's a lot of women's problems.
It's fibromyalgia and myofascial disease. Anything that has a component of chronic pain syndrome.
I would love to hear from a doctor on your show.
How about a psychologist? I got one waiting.
Oh, bring him on!
All right, I'll put you on hold, Michelle.
No, I think I can still... Wait a minute. Okay, I can still hear you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Rick. You there, Rick?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm not going to pick on you very long, but the truth is, and I've talked to doctors here, they tend to most...
You know, I used to hear the same argument about vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't patent it, but it seems like there's certainly a lot of people out there making money on it.
Making money off them, and that's what they're... Of course, if the government can figure out a way to tax something that you can grow on your back, they'd be jumping on it a lot faster also.
That's true, Rick. But what about, you can grow tobacco in your backyard.
Yeah, I sure can, but it just doesn't taste as good. I am a smoker.
Yeah. And I know exactly what you mean. That's my personal tinfoil helmet. You know, and again, it's one of those issues where everybody thinks they're all isolated until you get something like this, and hey, wait, there are other people that think like this. And as a consequence, we sit there in our aloneness feeling like we're losing our minds because we say, it's the pharmaceutical.
That's the big part of it. Of course, you have an awful lot of people. Oh, other people.
And well, you're down there deep in the heart of Texas.
Yes, I am.
Did you see what your governor did the other day?
Oh, God.
Rick Goodhair Perry?
Oh, my God. What person is this guy?
His little ceremony in the church.
No, I missed that part.
Oh yeah. This is from the Associated Press Sunday. He went to Calvary Christian Academy in I presume Fort Worth, and according to the text here, in a ceremony filled with religious references, Rick Perry signed a bill at a church school gymnasium Sunday that puts more limits on late term abortions and requires minors to get written consent for abortion. Now I'm broadcasting live from West Virginia here, and you're in Texas. Do you think that even once a year in either of our states there's a pregnancy brought on by incest?
I would say probably once a month.
Right. So, mm-hmm. Daddy, could I have written consent to go get the baby aborted that you put in your daughter? No, what?
No, they actually come into the hospital here, and fathers are putting the name of, and so, you know, there's not really a heck of a lot you can
do. Well, I'm, you know, this...
Of course, we have never heard of this person.
Right.
And it is a small community.
And you know, I don't want to, I hope I'm clear on this issue, Rick, with everyone who listens. I'm not pro-abortion. I want babies to be raised healthy and happy and whole.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize that I don't have a uterus, and I'm never going to make that decision, so it's really no business.
You know the best way to lower abortions?
No.
You make sure that people have abortions go up whenever the...
Right.
Abortions went down under the
Clinton administration.
They
certainly did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, everybody needs to, all the women need to run out and get abortion. It's a choice to be there, just like any other medical choice, and I want to be made between the woman and the doctor, not some dead-headed congressman.
I personally don't like...
No.
I'm not a woman, and I'm not a medical doctor.
Right.
Therefore, I don't have a say in the subject.
Well, the funny thing about this bill that Rick Perry signed is, you know, it's out there at Calvary Christian Academy,
mm-hmm.
and white bread as white bread can be in Texas.
About everything is.
And this, you know, this bill where, you know, parents have to sign off if their daughter wants to not have a baby. You know, I was just filled with the irony of it when I was reading it, Rick, and all those proud white daddies out there watching him sign this bill. Wouldn't you love to slip up to next to one of them and say, sir, well, Jesus would not have put that seed in her womb did he not intend that to be a baby, so God bless it, will be kind to it and raise it. Sir, the father's black.
Get me a coat hanger!
You better believe it. I'd like for him to go up to the sixth priest.
Yeah.
It's an all-black community. To be honest with you...
Yeah, they do.
they have the president.
Yeah, they've got us by the throat all the way around.
If they wanted abortions to be illegal, they would be illegal
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it.
No.
They want to make sure that their daughters and their religious rights, doesn't seem to have to understand why they can't understand simple things. Want prayer in school. About that for a second.
And faith-based mathematics.
If you have prayer in school, they seem to think it's going to be a Christian prayer. It's going to be Muslims, it's going to be Hindus, have the atheists getting down on their...
Yeah. Well, didn't we have a Supreme Court case just the other day out of Washington saying that prisons had to tolerate Satanism?
Absolutely. And if you put prayer back in school, the same thing...
It's a nightmare. And I've maintained all along, Rick, that anybody who thinks prayer has been removed from school has never seen a ninth grader getting ready to take an Algebra 1 exam who didn't study the night before.
I prayed myself.
Sometimes he listened, sometimes he took a powder. Yeah. It seemed like the more I studied, the more God listened.
It does that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look, sir, I didn't want to take up
the that's,
your
that's
time.
Okay. Thanks for your input, Rick. It's always so good to hear from you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Later. Bye,
bye
now. And, yeah, I think you do have to kind of lay it at the feet of the pharmaceutical. I don't want people sitting around getting all sweats and authority in a fascist. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. A $30 million contract has been awarded for the next phase of a project to shore up the Bluestone Dam. Senator Byrd announced the contract. Brayman Construction in Pennsylvania will install three bulkheads and drill about 170 high-strength steel anchors in the dam structure. Byrd says the Bluestone Dam Safety Assurance Project is bringing the 50-year-old structure in line with current safety standards. Kanawha County Prosecutor Bill Charnock has paid $933 for cell phone calls he made at his former job as director of the State Prosecuting Attorneys Institute. The payment is an attempt to end questions over whether he misused the phone. A report to the legislature's Interim Joint Committee on Government Operations in May said about 60% of the calls Charnock made between August of 2002 and April of last year were personal. The audit also recommended the Institute ask Charnock to pay at least $345 and as much as $933 for the phone bills unless he could show about $588 of the calls work-related. A West Virginia soldier who joined the Army after leaving Marshall one semester shy of earning a degree has now been killed in Iraq. Relatives say 23-year-old Scott Ulbrich served as a lookout for bombs and insurgents ahead of his Army unit. He died after his Humvee was fired upon early Sunday. A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says this summer is shaping up to be one of the hottest in recent years. Monday marked the hottest day in 3 years in Charleston, and meteorologist Randall Hatfield says he expects much of the same, at least for this week. Temperatures reached 92 in the Kanawha Valley. The average is 80 for the same time. Temperature was 75 at this time last year. In Huntington, temperatures reached 93 yesterday. In Beckley, the temperature tied the previous high of 84, which was set in 1971. Now here's the forecast for this evening. Partly cloudy, temperatures now near 70. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low 60. Tomorrow then, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high near 84. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
And I'm Laura Miller.
Been permanently replaced, and the votes should...
Steel Workers of America is raising concerns over DuPont's approach to the community. A report was released in May saying that a potentially dangerous chemical produced at a Fayetteville North and discovered in local ground and surface water. The union represents nearly 1,800 DuPont workers and is criticizing the company's lack of action in reporting such incidents. Joe Drexler is director of USW Special Projects.
We're starting to be concerned as to what, instead of trying to cover up things,
to come forth.
Because Europe has shown that chemical plants can be operated safely in the community and establish better relations. Drexler says the USW believes that transparency will guarantee a future for the company, its workers, and its plants.
We want those plants to prosper. We want those plants. The way to do that is by establishing...
Workers returned to work on Sunday after a tour. Locals representing more than 16 struck at 7 of the company's Los Angeles, expecting the decision the other locals would not. The contract was accepted. Workers at a Coca-Cola plant in Connecticut...
Here's today's Dow Bob Report. Outsourcing firms paying their employees. Depends on the country. In Canada, workers average more than $25,000 per year, between $5,000 and $6,000 per year. The Vietnamese only average $3,200. Those numbers are from a report released by the according to the report of the 18 primary outsourcing countries. India enjoys the highest year-to-year growth in wages.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Here's Bob Kincaid, Head On.
Welcome back. This is Head On. It is indeed the pharmaceutical companies. Of course, you know, I take a rather socially libertarian view on that insofar as tobacco's legal, both manifestly more dangerous than any given pothead. That term pothead, you know, marijuana exist at the time the Constitution was written, it can't possibly posted when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Read it sometimes. In Congress? You've seen. Let's go to the phones. Jim is with us. Hey, Jim, you're Head On. I'm doing good.
Listen, I'd like to make an apology. I apologize.
Oh, that's quite all right. These things happen.
I mean, you know, I will do what Dick Cheney refused to do when he insulted Senator Leahy. His was deliberate, and he said he'd never apologize. No way do I want to be like that man.
Nope, you don't. And you're a better, well, you know, you're a better, Dick Cheney isn't a human being, and you are. Let's put it that way.
Just a couple of things. Thank you, Bob. Just a couple of things. I don't know if you're familiar with a magazine called Details.
Yes.
Well, there's a good article in there. It's basically about the Republican strategy,
mm-hmm.
and it's entitled, and I'm not sure if it's accessible by Internet. It's sort of a slick fashion magazine.
Right.
It is basically the intention of the Republican Party to make everybody Republicans and to destroy the Democratic Party, except in just a few, you know, isolated areas of the big cities and on the coastal enclaves.
Yeah, make it weak enough to make it bleh. See, you don't even have to say it.
He calls them Republicoids.
That's good. Yeah, I understand the idea. Make the Democratic Party weak enough to not be a threat, but present enough to always claim it is a threat.
Well, they have a three, and it goes into a three-tier strategy. Of course, the first is to take the White House and keep it, and then, of course, to elements of the 2006. You know, it's just incredible. I mean, you know, they have some extremely capable and, you know, very young people, and their outreach is toward the young and toward, you know, minorities and things like that. I don't like what they stand for, but I have to say, their methods are extremely effective.
Out of 10, they're miles ahead of us. Because they stay on message. Howard Dean was absolutely correct, Jim, when he's fundamental problem the Democratic Party has is that we want Republicans run around with little bitty sound bites. Yeah, compassionate conservative. Culture alive.
Well, that's true. That's
you know, in other, we see the grays where they see nothing but black and white.
That Melman, a guy who's the chairman of the Army.
Oh, did you see him on Meet the Press?
Yes, I've seen him. I haven't really, but I mean, you know, yeah, I have.
He was asked about the Downing Street memo, and he said, well, it's, I mean, they just lie, Jim. They just lie. And he said, well, it's been discredited. No, it hasn't. Everybody agrees that it's genuine. It's real. It happened. It had a real author. We know his name. The meeting took place.
Well, these people are simply, you know, they can make a lie believable, and that's the key to their success. They can just give it enough truth and put enough twist on it to cause anyone to doubt the veracity of something different, obvious, or in many cases are just too lazy to just dig down and see exactly what they're doing. They're counting on that lethargy and just that inertia of individuals not to want to really find the truth. Sometimes I don't think we really want to see what the truth is.
Yeah, it's the line.
Right, and you know, talking about the separation of wealthier classes and then the poor classes. And due to U.S. influence, the BBC has maintained that, you know, this is happening in Europe and in Germany and other countries as well. That there's a, you know, ever increasing diminution of the middle class. And there's two classes, and just one is upper class and the other is the lower class. It sounds like a reinstitution of some type of feudalism or, you know, this country has been influential in that respect. It's not a good thing.
No, it's frightening, it is at its base fascistic in nature.
Well, it is. That's what happens when you combine government and business.
Because
and
when fascism. When you consider the uber-rich, get down to it, Jim, they don't have a nationality. They're not Americans, they're not British, they're not Germans. They are the uber rich, and that is where their loyalties lie, that it lies to each other. In some ways it's reminiscent of the blood relations between European royalty.
Well, you know, I tend to look at these people almost like hackers. And hackers are people who never have any real friendships of any length of time. That's the way I look at some of these people.
No, you're not. Where the top 0.1% of America is the 3 million.
Right.
They're actively involved in putting the shiv in America's back even as we speak.
Anyone who has any sense can realize that.
And there are some good uber rich, not a lot.
Well, you know, there were some who used to have a sense of social conscience. I mean, when you look back over the Gilded Age and some of the stuff that people like that did, I mean, they had a sense of giving back what they had gotten, as bad as Carnegie was and as bad as some of the stuff he did. At least he left behind a series of public libraries. You know, some of these other people, these rich people, like
sort of like a Middle Ages baron, endowing churches and priests to pray for his soul once he was gone. Well, you know, at least he built some churches.
Well, you know, my warmest experiences as a boy were visits to that Carnegie Library. It's now the archives over in Camden, South Carolina. It was just a real special place in my life. That's where I used to hang around. Later, when it became the archives, my mother was chairman of that. It was just, something was left behind. Even the Kennedys have a sense of social conscience.
Well, I remember
the Special Olympics and stuff like that. I mean, you know, they aren't all bad people.
No, but I remember John D. Rockefeller, J4, standing up prior to the November 2011 Capitol and saying the number of people that will benefit from George Bush's tax cuts in a significant way are very few in this state. He said, "I'm one of them, and I'm rich enough I can sit here and tell you I don't need it."
Well, you know, I can truly say I can understand where that expression comes from. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. I believe there might be a little truth in that, you know?
Yeah.
One more thing, and that is a tribute to a very great lady whom we lost today. And that was,
oh, really? I had not heard.
Right. And, you know, she was Mel Brooks' wife. And
right.
Of course, had done a lot of stuff. I mean, everything from The Miracle Worker, and then of course she turned right around as Robinson and played an entire different role.
Well, she was in The Ten Commandments with Charlton.
I'm not sure about that.
I do believe so.
Is whom? Sephora?
Either
wife.
I'm trying to.
Billy Bobby Carlo played Moses' wife in that. Ann Baxter.
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of, Ann Baxter. I'm sorry. My bad.
She was Frank Lloyd Wright's granddaughter, by the way. Huh? But anyway, and the most recent picture that I saw her in, I saw her in Torch Song Trilogy, in which she was wonderful. But the most heartwarming story that you'll ever see that she that in my opinion, is 84 Charing Cross Road with the story of Eileen, of Helene Humps. And I've just ordered that little book from, Amazon. I'm waiting on it to come because I've seen the movie and she plays it so convincingly. And Mel Brooks bought the rights to that for her because when Anne Bancroft was, she was sitting on, she was on the beach at Fire Island. And a guy came by and saw her and said, you know, I've just read a book and I think you'd be wonderful for this part. That's how she was introduced to it, just by a total stranger.
Hmm.
And she was there and a friend of hers passed away and she was just trying to deal with that herself. She was an extremely capable, compassionate, and wonderfully warm human being. And there was just something about her smile and her demeanor. The way she could just look at a camera and melt your heart a long, long time. And it was, and, you know, melt, and it's just, you know, just two opposite types in a way. But I'll guarantee you one thing, that was definitely a love match. And he, I don't know, his heart is broken and my heart goes out to all.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned
about
that.
Her, but, you know,
I hadn't heard about it.
I saw it sign on the news. It really, really just hit me right between the eyes because I'd just seen 84 Charing Cross Road. If you haven't seen it, I urge you to see it. I guarantee you will be glad you did.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you very much, and have yourself a great evening, all right?
Good night, sir.
Take care.
Bye.
And another thing, Jose has been waiting quite a while. Jose, how are you?
I'm glad Jim called and y'all reconciled.
Well, you know, I wasn't angry about it or anything. It's just there are, for some reason or another, American ears are too delicate to hear, even though we hear them every day.
Do you have a Bible up there?
You know, there was one in here, and
get a chance. Numbers 25:1.
Mm-hmm.
You can write that down, and you can see where the problem came in. Maybe that'll help.
I'll go and have a look over the. Thanks for the onions, by the way.
Hey, did you get them?
Yes, I have them.
Did you stick them in that half acre?
Yeah. Not yet. I haven't because it was getting ready to pour down rain when I got home last night, and the soil's pretty wet right now.
Yeah.
But they'll go in there. They will sure go in.
See, they'll keep spreading, Bob.
Yeah.
And you'll like them.
Oh,
and
they smell wonderful.
And marijuana.
Yeah.
Loco weed, ain't it? And it goes back, I don't know how many.
It's just an herb. I mean, it's an herb like.
Listening.
So, you know, I'm not into other people's business. And if it makes somebody, you know, if somebody's eat up with cancer, Jose, I want them to suffer less, not more. If they, you know, if they can get proper nutrition and fight back the disease and marijuana, good. That's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Do you know what I recommend for people who's got cancer?
What's that?
Red grapes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Or for warding it off, the antioxidant properties.
Right. Now, I used to live there in Washington, D.C., flares and things that the cancer research give up on people, and they put them on grape diets,
mm-hmm.
and they done real good.
Well, the grape is another one of those little guys. For instance, people get all bent out of shape about wine, beer, that kind of thing. Very few people understand, Jose, that the very yeast that turns a wine lives on the skin of that grape. Isn't that just miraculous?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. We've just got to get the right things for us.
Yeah, and things in balance. I forget.
Everything's fragile. People's fragile. You're fragile, and Jim's fragile, and we live in a fragile society. To me, that's the reason why I have to be tactful and watch what I say. I don't want to.
Yeah, I understand.
Destroy anybody.
Right.
And handle subjects the best you can and the best knowledge that you know how.
Sure.
Like smoking, Bob, I think in these countries now, they're adding marijuana, anything else that's imaginable, to make them more addictive.
Well, there is no doubt that, Jose, that the
tobacco... Well, I smell marijuana burning in regular cigarettes. It's manufactured.
I won't kid you. I've lit them up from time to time and thought the same thing.
It's happening.
But, you know, as far... I don't know that they're adding it for an addictive quality. Addictive.
Well,
it does, you know, nicotine and cigarette in tobacco.
Well, that's just my skimming through life and catching things, reading and things.
Absolutely.
And personal experiences, bathrooms and they light up a cigarette, and you can smell the marijuana in the set. And
there's no getting around it. I've smelled that, yeah, 100 times. You're absolutely right.
And so you got to be cautious and on watch, Bob. You have a good one.
All right.
Enjoy that.
And I'm going to get them planted, Jose. I sure do appreciate it.
You'll have them.
All right. Thank you now.
Uh-huh. Jehovah bless.
And you as well. I hadn't thought about that. I'm so glad that Jose mentioned cigarette smokers in the crowd. Or the ever had that happen? Light one up, or somebody else lights one up, and you immediately, that's not tobacco. It doesn't smell, no. And it's the tobacco companies. God only knows, there is no end of what they would be willing to do. Know the fact that they have manipulated qualities, life, or the quality thereof. That's more dangerous to America than almost anything but Al-Qaeda, right? Do remember, of course, that your president was a pothead, not was an alcoholic. Are what you are. Recovery program, they'll tell you, once an Alish Flimball wants us to think he's cured a hillbilly heroin, and he and the monkey. Day that the pharmaceutical industry figures out a way to get a pick our top of the hour break, see what's going on from ABC News. Betts, Michael Jackson leads the top of the hour news, okay?
There's a vacation village near Orlando that is unlike any resort in the world. It's for special kids with life-threatening illnesses. It's called Give Kids the World Village, and it provides a week of fun and relaxation for kids and their families. A week of simple pleasures that would make any child smile. Swimming pools, visits to local Orlando theme parks, and unlimited ice cream. A week to live in the moment and to make memories that will last a lifetime. All for free, for their families, too. To find out how you can bring joy into the life of a very sick child, call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.com. Help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
Hi, Dad. I'm home. Dad, what's wrong with your voice?
Bathroom. Yelling to get it out of my system.
Thanks, Dad.
Patience. Use it before you lose it.
Hi, Mom.
What? Sweetheart, sorry, I can't hear you very well. Dad's been yelling.
What'd you say?
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For practical ideas you can use in your family, visit family.mormon.org.
As times change, our bodies process medications differently. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about your medications. For a free brochure, As You Age, A Guide to Aging, Medicines, and Alcohol, call 1-800-662-HELP. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
WWNR, Beckley.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Isolated evening thunderstorms followed by a few showers overnight. The chance of rain not that great at 30%. Early morning low for our part of West Virginia around 62. We'll tack on an 80 tomorrow afternoon with scattered showers and thunderstorms. About a 50% chance of more widespread coverage, and that'll continue through the rest of the work week Thursday and Friday.
It's your second hour in the Liberal Sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
It is the second hour. I am Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. And 252-6200 is the local number. 9967. This story goes back to the 1st of June. There was a fund set up for workers injured, not spent, $125 million fund. Guess what? George wants the money back. Now, if you followed it at all, you know that noxious in the extreme, and people sickened and are sickened. Will probably National Guardsmen who were called to the site being denied credit toward, and now the Bush administration says Republicans call themselves fiscal. And so the state of New York is trying to be money included $175 million for the state's spent. Yet. Don't yet know what the need is, according to representatives. But it is worth noting, and I don't know if you're aware of it. You hear a steady drumbeat of hatred. We'll bet most people. They will hear from us, and you will be revenged. Bit. Filthy little punk in his literally trod on the bones of those union workers. Campaign commercial that showed, yeah, the head spinner. But that's the way a Republican is. Gladly do anything, nothing but pure, naked lust for who they harm, who they kill, who they maim, wound, injured. It's what we do. So, you know, the next time, and they're very popular. Next time, DNY, ask them if they know port union workers. I don't know, maybe it's T-shirt culture. Maybe that's part of our problem. We think if we put on a T-shirt, we're patriotic. We think that if we sell a ribbon magnet that was made in some sweatshop in China on the back of our SUV, that somehow we're part of the war effort and we're sacrificing too. Bug spray. And they will have problems. They did work in a toxic stew. There is $125 million left over. Take a break. The phone number is 252-6200 outside Beck.
Head on.
Around the block, just up your street, where the neighbors you should meet.
State Farm agents Butch McNeely and Mullins, Susan Petrantazi and Beaver, and Bill Straub and Bagley have a great way to supplement your Medicare coverage with Medicare Supplement Insurance. Sure, Medicare offers great benefits, but it leaves gaps in coverage. Help fill those gaps with Medicare Supplement Insurance from State Farm agents Butch McNeely and Mullins, Susan Petrantazi and Beaver, or Bill Straub and Bagley. Proper planning can help protect your financial reserves from being spent on certain medical bills not covered by Medicare. For details on the cost, coverage, restrictions and renewability of State Farm's Medicare Supplement Insurance, see your State Farm agents. For Medicare Supplement Insurance at State Farm Way, contact Butch McNeely and Mullins, Susan Petrantazi and Beaver, or Bill Straub and Beckley. These policies offered by State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company are not connected with or endorsed by the United States government or federal Medicare program.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Where there's a tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
Where Mother Nature is at her worst.
We're there. Where there's a search.
Where there's a rescue.
Where there are Americans in need.
We're there.
When disaster strikes.
We're one volunteer force.
Helping each other and simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol.
The official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
This is Chris Christopherson. What do you get if you combine a hospital system for children that provides expert medical care with outstanding research and teaching facilities? You get Shriners Hospitals for Children, where for over 80 years now they've been providing kids with world-class orthopedic and burn medical care, totally without charge. There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. Call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
He's got the heart of a conservative, pickled on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 18 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Bob. Now, you remember last night and the night before, we talked bored and they were looking for something to do. Well, charming little place, Rockmont. Private religion industry camp. For 7 to 16, it's located near Asheville North. They do all kinds of stuff there. They learn to tie knots, all kinds of fun stuff. And, well, Adam Sapikowski was a riflery program that they ran, offered the Pro Marksman patch, and other NRA, Camp Rockmont gave out plaques. NRA, well, the Pro Marksman patch is the first shooting certificate. Marksman is the second certificate, and been through it twice now. After his sister told police that he... Gun fans out there, note that, 410 single shot. Yeah, he used 410 single shot shotgun and blew his parents away. Kowski, 17-year-old Christian camper, kills people. He was a marksman, had firearms training. Happened on the weekend beginning Friday, April 20. Bodies were wrapped in blankets and starting to decompose. May 14th, they were found in the family's upscale... Sapkowski had a secret hiding place in his room where he may have... He took that 410 single-shot shotgun, and he shot his 52-year-old father times in the head. That's three reloads, isn't it? He only had the first level of NRA marksmanship. That probably explains why he shot his mother once in the shoulder and once in the head. Lauren... Pardon about a secret hiding place in Adams County. Hard to find if one is not familiar with the room, which may contain Adams County Public Defender James. Thank God. Thank God, really. Thank God for the National Rifle Association that can give us Adam Sapkowski's. Thank God the NRA is out there protecting us from 52-year-old moms and dads by teaching 17-year-olds to blow them away. Don't you feel better? Don't you feel safer knowing that there are good, upstanding, morally certain Christian places, nope, not Christian, religion industry places like Camp Marksman, so that when Daddy says, I'm grounding you from the PlayStation, go and get the gun and put three rounds in Daddy's head with a single shot 410, he must have been working that thing faster than Lee Harvey Oswald worked that manlicker. But you get the point. Bang! Load! Bang! Load! Bang! Hey, Mom! Bang! Damn! Missed! Load! Bang! Right in the head. I'm sure that if Adam Sapkowski had had a little more time with the NRA, they would have made it more certain that Mommy would have gotten two shots to the head instead of just one. Liberals is going to destroy America. Send your sons to us so we can teach them marksmanship so they can blow you. Thanks, NRA, and hey, thanks, Eddie Eagle. Thanks, NRA Youth Marksmanship Programs. Well, let's take our bottom of the hour break.
Head on.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. A one-car accident in Summers County has sent three people to the hospital. The accident occurred Sunday afternoon when Cindy Kales apparently passed out while driving her Pontiac on Mark Meter Road. The car went over a hill and was totaled, trapping Kales and four passengers inside. Summers County Fire and EMS departments handled the extraction. Kales and Mark Hara were being evaluated at CAM. Their passenger, David Meadows, was also hospitalized. His condition was still today not released. Bond has been set for an Ohio man charged with murder in Raleigh County. Donald Jesse from Columbus is charged with fatally shooting Adrian Peoples from Columbus at a residence in Eccles on May 10th. Another Columbus man, Romello Heller, was wounded in what police say was a drug deal gone bad. A West Virginia soldier who joined the Army after leaving Marshall University just one semester shy of earning his degree has now been killed in Iraq. He's 23-year-old Scott Ulbrich, who served as a lookout for bombs and insurgents ahead of his Army unit. He died after his Humvee was fired upon early Sunday morning. A contract worth nearly $30 million has been awarded for another phase of a project to improve safety on the Bluestone Dam. Senator Byrd announced the awarding of the contract to Beeman Construction of Saxonburg, PA. Work on the phase includes installing three bulkheads and drilling about 100 high-strength arches. Senator Byrd also added more than $17 million to federal appropriations to help speed up safety assurance renovations. Kanawha County Prosecutor Bill Charnock has paid $933 for cell phone bills he made at his former job as director of the State Prosecuting Attorneys Institute. The payment is an attempt to end questions over whether he misused the phone. A report to the legislature's Interim Joint Committee on Government Operations in May said about 60% of the calls Charnock made between August of 2002 and April of last year were personal. That's the news. Here's the forecast. For the rest of this evening, partly to mostly cloudy. Temperatures now in the low 70s. For tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
Remember just a few years, mobilization's glories.
while business-minded presidents in Central, hailing them for privatizing their nation's powers and generally implementing the theology. This is the future euphemism for the same old corporate expire on them, killing too. Forcing the terrified lawmakers to flee. Opposition is so intense in Costa Rica. Global rebellion against corporate global 202-588-7777.
Help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what. Support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library. So make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the...
What do you think of when you see a Shriner? Their unique red hat? Their colorful parades? What about helping kids?
I think a lot of people think that Shriner guys have circuses and drive around in go-karts or whatever. But I don't think the nation quite gets it. You get it when you come here, though.
Shriners Hospitals provide children with some of the world's best orthopedic burn and spinal cord injury medical care, and they combine that care with progressive teaching and world-class research programs. Could it get any better? Actually, it does, because the Shriners provide their expert medical care to children totally without charge. Sure, the Shriners have a lot of fun, but helping kids is a part of that fun. There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
He's got a brain, and he's not afraid to use it. Liberally, of course. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 25 minutes before 9 o'clock, about halfway through. Go to the phones real quick, like Michelle. Michelle. Oh, Michelle. Oh, I hate it when this happens. By the way, did you know that surfer Reuters actually worked up because there was a $1,000 reward out for it? Now, it came out in the Sunday Times of London on, what, May 1st? It's been a $1,000 reward was put out there for anyone jumped right out and said, well, of course, it's rubbish. That gave George a chance to collect. Telling, if you go and read the quote, you can go to Brad Block. Facts weren't fixed. Fixed around the facts. Distinction, it's not that the facts were fixed. You can't fix facts. It's the intelligence. Oh, and look, it's a throwback. Republicans set the standard. Stained blue dresses. Please don't tell me that the stained blue dress is more important. Okay, Michelle has gotten back. Hey, Michelle, you're head on.
Ah, there you are.
Yes.
Okay. Do you own a firearm or black powder gun, Bob?
Yes.
But, and do you fire it?
Sure.
And would you consider yourself a marksman with it?
No.
But you can hit what you're aiming at, generally.
Yeah, and barring that, I can go up and beat it to death with the butt of the rifle.
Right. Okay. Now, this boy did not kill his parents because he had marksmanship skills.
No, he killed his parents because he had been culture of death for the entirety of his 17 years.
What, just by the marksmanship?
No, I'm talking about the religion industry. I'm talking the gun handling. Sure, it's a part of it.
Okay, so you're comparing this with the Shiites and all that, right?
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to think about that some more.
Well, look, religious extremism is religious extremism. It's the difference between...
Well, I understand that, but I just got upset with your speech about the NRA.
I despise the NRA.
Well, I'm sure you do, but, you know, just because I'm an expert in rifle and pistol qualified, and I don't go out killing people.
No, because you understand. You have been taught to use them responsibly. And you
you think that these religious folks are just saying, go out and kill anybody you've got a grudge against?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, Michelle, but I know that they have created a culture of death in this country. That's observable. I mean, that is quantifiable.
If you look at it, I mean, you can look at it that way, I'm sure.
You know,
obviously you do.
Religious extremism is killing this country.
Well, now, to a certain extent, I agree.
You know, these people who say that you have to believe the way they believe or you're going to hell, and they'll be more than happy to send you there. You know, when Tom DeLay stands
right,
up,
and when you get our youngins and tell them that, then yeah.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
these,
okay.
You know, there's, I mean, and I'm not gooning on anybody here, Michelle.
No, I understand what you're saying now.
There's a reason the military likes to take 18-year-old kids instead of 30-year-olds. Because the 18-year-old kid is more malleable.
Well, of course.
You know, because a 30-year-old will question and say, eh.
Yes, that's right. You can't go to war with your troops questioning your orders. You can't do it.
Right, and you can't.
So you've got to teach them, and you've got to get them when they're
impressionable.
Like you said. Exactly. Yeah, that's the military. Hello.
Sure. And that's the
and that's
works
wrong.
And it works the same way with the NRA. This kid.
The NRA isn't recruiting well.
Careful.
All right, I am going to be careful because I think that you think that they are, and I'm going to have to maybe look into a little bit more.
Oh, you need to listen to the Gun Nut Show on this station.
I do.
They're recruiting. Eddie Eagle. They want to send. They like. They want to. They do. They send this dressed up eagle costume to elementary schools to teach children about guns, Michelle. Okay, I mean,
I've not heard anything about that. So
I'm a gun owner.
So
I'm a gun owner. Okay, I understand that they are tools, and I understand how to use them, but I'm also not going to expose my children to them until I'm absolutely certain that they are responsible enough to handle them. So
along with that comes the way you raise them, and that's exactly your point. That these young children are being, first of all, religiously taught, and then they get to go to gun camp, and, you know, it's a whole
and they come
religion
home,
through all.
And they come home, and they play Splinter Cell, and they play Medal of
right.
Honor, and
right.
they play right. the what's the other one, Jesse, quick, Ghost Recon. Now, I've played, you know, I'm a video game.
I can't even stand to play those games myself.
I mean, there's a sniper rifle in Ghost Recon that if you click twice, it's got a super scope on it. You can watch the bullet enter the guy's head.
Well, in Perfect Dark, that's the only one I've played that was a shooter game. Yeah, man, and then they have blood splurting all over the place.
Right.
I can't play this.
So it's all a game, and it's all a cartoon. If Daddy tells you you can't have the car Friday night, you get your single shot 410, and you go put three rounds in his head and one round in Mommy's shoulder and one round in her brain.
Okay, all right. Now you're getting too deep for me, and I got to think about all this.
Okay, chew on it a little bit.
I will.
All right, later.
All right, thanks.
Liberals are not the threat to this nation. You know, sitting around singing Kumbaya, making chili out of tofu. We're not the threat. The threat are these bloodthirsty monsters who raise their children in a culture. Literally, it's not a. Never mind what they say. Listen, whatever you hear a Republican say, you know that they mean the exact opposite. So when you hear, "We want to have a culture of life," you know they're talking about a culture of death. And I am not in any way gooning on responsible gun ownership. I believe in it. But I also believe that how many hours of seeing people get blown away has the average American kid had on television, video games, and movies by the time they're Adam Sapkowski's age? Seven time in, Jesse? I mean, you're kind of a liberal kid, so you probably had less comrades at school. Whether it's movies, video games, TV, how much violence? Lots of it, yeah. Lots and lots. And yet, here we've got Family Association, and they're trying to convince America that that's the problem. I had a story in my stack. I couldn't find it, and I hate to not have it right in front of me because I know that gets on. But there was a trial going down in California. Threw his family away. What ruined? Yes, some of us have this goofy mindset that says that, well, it's only dangerous fundamentalism if it's Muslim. Christian fundamentalists have F-22 Joint Task Force fighter jets and 1,000-pound JDAM bombs, BOAB bombs, and rockets and grenades and Bradley fighting vehicles and Abrams M1A1 tanks. And they've got the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald by God Reagan. And they can bomb and they can kill and they can destroy anything they want to. So just let that rattle around in your brain a little bit the next time you hear some freak like Michael Savage saying that the threat to the greatest threat in the world is Islamic fundamentalism. They've got car bombs. We've got bombs we can drop from 40,000 feet and do. For instance, you know, I told you about the governor of Texas signing that bill. He did it in a church. Is there anything more constitutionally repugnant than that? Now, where the Bush administration is concerned, leave no fundamentalist behind. Haymarket, Virginia, there's a public golf course where you can, and it must be pretty nice, you can, but every year, several dozen golfers come to Haymarket, Virginia. They play a 36-hole tournament that benefits Crisis Magazine. Crisis Magazine. The entry fee for this benefit golf tournament is $2,000 a person, $3,500 a twosome, or $6,000 for a foursome. And in the recent past, they've also tournament fee has also included a little get together at the White. And what's Crisis Magazine? Crisis Magazine, taken from the really bizarre KKK kind of wing of the Catholic, embryos or babies. These are the bizarre, truly twisted science haters that are still mad at the church for apologizing over tormenting Galileo. Okay? These are your fat Tony Scalia, foot-washing, barbed-wire-wearing, self-flagellating types. Finally, God knows, the Washington Post or AP, liberal media, they never called the White House on its little briefing. Many times did. And the minute that the Bush administration saw they had been caught, they canceled the briefing this year. White House briefing on a fundraising letter is White House briefing on a fundraising letter is wholly doing it. Done it for several years now. Do remember, of course, don't you? Criticism that leveled at Bill Clinton for letting Hudson. Thiel went to teach at Fordham, and he's a conservative. He preaches all this family value. And Deal went up to Fordham and taking his underage students drinking in Greenwich Village. Got one particular young lady, I believe she was a freshman, all tequila'd up. Home and, well, you know, ditched by Fordham University. That's how he came on board Crisis Magazine. And up until last, he was actually central in developing voters. He was asked about all this foo-for-all at the golf tournament and the little toe-kissing session in the White House, and he said it was a mistake for us to mention really Deal. And he stepped aside as publisher of Crisis. But are we even shocked by, are we even surprised by this anymore? And of course, this monster, this creep here, this man talks about family values, and this man talks about what a threat homosexuals are when he can't even be trusted to be. This is your, every time you see a Republican, it should be natural for you to wonder what kind of pervert, what kind of sick, twisted monster, what kind of monster is lurking inside there. Because you may rest assured there is. And the louder they prattle on about their family values, the more you can be absolutely certain. Just that simple. Caught this time. Literally selling a meeting with the president. Isn't it charming? You registered Republicans, are the decent people who consider themselves associated with this kind of common trash. great big old picture of John Wayne Gacy. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Head On.
Born at 24 weeks and weighing just over 1 pound, little Timmy Kelly's premature birth left him blind and with little chance of ever walking. Then, his parents found help and hope at a Shriners hospital.
Timmy's life would have been drastically different without the intervention of Shriners.
At Shriners, Timmy underwent a series of complex surgeries.
It's not just the medical quality of care, it's the whole environment that has really makes it nice.
Shriners Hospitals offers some of the world's best orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care to children, totally free of charge. And they combine that care with innovative teaching and progressive research programs.
Shriners create miracles, and we have one that lives with us, so we're very fortunate.
I can walk, and it's because of Shriners Hospital.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
News Talk 620, WWNR. Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history. You can depend on us. News Talk 620, WWNR. Beckley, it's 9 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. Protect yourself from tetanus in your garden and diphtheria, another possibly fatal infection. Get your vaccination every 10 years. If it's been 10, do it again. To learn more, visit www.nfid.org.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel. Isolated evening thunderstorms followed by a few showers overnight. The chance of rain not that great at 30%. Early morning low for our part of West Virginia around 62. We'll tack on an 80 tomorrow afternoon with scattered showers and thunderstorms. About a 50% chance of more widespread coverage, and that'll continue through the rest of the work week Thursday and Friday.
A man who just loves conservatives, baked, boiled, or fried. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after nine, and, well, the news has reached a new level of stupidity. There it was, leading the top of the hour news, Michael Jackson, of course, the Fatty Arbuckle trial of the 21st century. And I heard, quite possibly, the dumbest doggone thing I've heard in radio news in a long time. Talking about, of course, the jury deliberations. The jury's gone out. So you got a bunch of so-called journalists sitting around twiddling their thumbs and hurrying up and waiting. And out of the genius mouth of the anchor, I hear the question put to the correspondent thusly. What do you make of all this silence? Ah! What do you make of all this silence? Sure is quiet around here, Fred! What do you make of all this silence? Well, you dim-witted numbskull, the silence would indicate to me that the jury is in their jury room and they are deliberating. What do you make of all this silence? What does this moron want? I mean, does he want strains of island music coming out of? Does he want to hear them? Well, Bill, today we heard them playing Michael Jackson's mega gold platinum album from the early 80s, Off the Wall, playing in the jury room. Our legal analysts say that is a good sign for Michael, although Nancy Grace has guaranteed a 100% conviction. Are you interested? I can't find, apart from flicking around the television, I have yet to talk to a single human being who gives a tinker's damn about the Michael Jackson trial. And yet we are inundated with it. Is there anyone within the reach of my voice who is interested in the Michael Jackson trial? Or is it a whole bunch of media celebrities sort of wringing their hands and thinking, there but for the grace of God go I? Is this the O.J. Simpson syndrome? Every time a celebrity gets arrested, we have to be interested in it. Do the media think that we are so dull that we have to live vicariously through celebrities? If that is the case, then we have passed over the line and we are smack dab in the middle of Fahrenheit 451. Remember where the woman lived in her living room with the walls that were nothing but TV screens all the way around her and were computer programmable so that they would include her in the dialogue because she had lost interest in the world around her and in herself and had to live vicariously through television characters? I'm sure. That's where we are. If indeed we do care. We have whole industries that have developed now around celebrity legal troubles. Do you care? If it comes on TV, do you pay any attention to it? Or, damn, it's Michael again. I mean, it's not that slow a news day. And news flash. Okay, I can handle a 15-second blab about what the witness said on the stand. Okay, if you've got to do it, then I can deal with that. But, well, we're in day three of deliberations, and only one question has been sent to the judge, and for all we know, that may have been about the snacks in the jury room. They said that they used satellite time and broadcast that nationally and pass it off as news. And then a little bit later, there's speculation about this poor young woman who's missing in Aruba. And it's nothing but speculation. Now, I've got all kinds of news sitting around me here. I wish you could see. And none of it is in the news. Look, our buddy Chris in Alabama sent me this one. Yasith Chun often boasted to newspaper. Hey, you remember Charlie Tree? You remember Charlie Tree, the Little Rock restaurant owner and the Flush and that gang wanted Bill Clinton taken out and shot at dawn over Charlie Tree. Remember? Yasith Chun often boasted to newspapers and magazines about masterminding an attack on government buildings in Cambodia and his plans to overthrow the Southeast Asian country's communist regime. The U.S. State Department declared the group he headed, the Cambodian Freedom Fighters, a terrorist organization in 2001. But that didn't stop, that label didn't stop the 48-year-old Chun from gaining friends among the... Hey, Mavis, I think he's going to do it again. Yep. Gaining friends among the GOP stalwarts, such as Representative Dana Rohrabacher of Huntington Beach, California, and the National Republican Congressional Committee, which raises funds for electing Republicans to Congress. This is the same group that's having a dinner next week that's featuring a couple of folks from the porn film industry. Before his federal indictment, yes, of course, he's a Republican, he's been indicted this week on charges of plotting to overthrow the Cambodian government, the Long Beach accountant had raised $6,550 for the National Republican Congressional Committee and was invited to sit on the group's Business Advisory Council, which has tens of thousands of members nationwide. I think this was the same group that was selling Doctor of the Year certificates a few months ago. Rohrabacher said he was aware of the State Department's concerns about the Cambodian freedom fighters but remained a supporter of Chun and his allies because of their passionate efforts to topple the Cambodian government led by Prime Minister Hun Sen. State Department quite often will worship at the altar of stability and not consider liberty and justice as part of the equation, blah, 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 said Rohrabacher. When you talk about a dictator like Hun Sen, you don't want stability, you want change. Let's hope our State Department is not condemning anybody who would act to eliminate him, but Rohrabacher said he would not support activities. So here we have killer, Yasun, indicted for it, a terrorist by the State Department's own words. And you heard that when on the news? You saw that where? Oh, you didn't? Oh, you mean There was no space in the newspaper because it was taken up with Michael Jackson crap and speculation about this poor missing girl in Aruba. And you want to tell me that about the liberal media, right? Gotcha. There are some of us who have the blinders off. Some of us who don't drink the Kool-Aid. There are some of us who agree with Howard Dean that we hate what Republicans are doing to this country. Who is complicit in it? Media that required a $1,000 reward before anyone would even work up the guts to ask President Potmonkey and his little poodle Tony Blair about the Downing Street memo. Probably be better in better shape. Take a break. Yeah, the liberal media. This is Head On.
It's United Way's first annual United Way Golf Scramble, Saturday, June 11th at Willowwood Country Club. It's sponsored by Summers County ARH Hospital. Entry fee is $30 per Willowwood member, $40 for a non-member. That includes green fees, cart, beverages, lunch, and door prizes. Tee time is 1 o'clock. There's a limited number of golfers allowed, so please make your reservations today. Just call 253-2111. 253-2111. The United Way Golf Scramble, Saturday, June 11th at Willowwood Country Club.
Hi, this is James Blake. Being a world-class tennis player takes total commitment. And it's that same type of commitment the Shriners have in providing world-class medical care to kids. Care that's totally free of charge. Shriners Hospitals combine expert orthopedic and burn care with leading-edge research and an outstanding teaching program. I know, because as a child, I was a patient at a Shriners Hospital. It's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. Call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Born with a rare birth defect and living in a Russian orphanage, Elena had little chance of ever walking. But when her adoptive family brought her home, they found help and hope at a Shriners Hospital, where she was fitted with prosthetic feet.
We wouldn't be where we are if Shriners hadn't taken care of us.
Shriners Hospitals offer some of the world's best orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care to children totally free of charge. And they combine that care with innovative teaching and progressive research programs.
Shriners Hospital made a difference not only with the medical side of it, but the human side of it, and making it a family experience for us.
Today, Elena is an unstoppable six-year-old.
I don't think there's even words to really thank Shriners for everything they've done. Their care is phenomenal.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Yasif Chun. This story does deserve some scrutiny, and of course that means... Listen to what his scheme was. Raising money to overthrow the Cambodian government. Two fundraisers on the Queen Mary in Long Beach. He also defrauded members of Long Beach's Cambodian American. This guy's an accountant. That's his debt. Recruiting Cambodian Americans who were on welfare and file fraudulent tax returns in order to obtain tax refunds. So this CPA files bogus tax returns for dead broke Cambodian Americans and gets tax refund and funnels the, well, and here in America, Charlie Tree. Oh, look, it's another indictable offense that we're not going to. Stacks upon stacks upon stacks. Body parts falling out of the wheel well jet liner. I don't know if any, I'm sure some of you. Refugee climbs into a wheel well of a jet, dies, and chunks of his body fall out. Go to my email box and folks like out there paying attention, and I have a great deal of help and I love it. There is news out there. There are little 17-year-old boys running around putting daddy's head and one in mommy's. It's local, but it is indicative of a greater national issue. Therefore, it's news. Missing girl in Aruba? I'm sorry, it's tragic, it's not news. Crazy guy on a crane in Atlanta? Not news. Michael Jackson? Not news. Bryant? Not news. Should there be some standard, government standard, but in terms of editorial policy, be some standard whereby I don't know if it doesn't have some sort of impact or potential impact on us as human beings, as opposed to a simple, honest to God, does Michael Jackson have anything to do with what goes on in your life? Of course not. And they'll still sell his records even if he's convicted. Same on the radio. Does it have any? Bobby Blake. Robert Blake.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with us? Or are we being manipulated? Waiting for the next toothpaste commercial? How many of us realize how thoroughly manipulated? It's a shame we didn't have Morgan Spurlock on the program, but we did have, because part of, in discussing discuss media manipulation, the lines between what is commercial and what is disinfotainment. White House lawn, is it in the manicured shrubs? You can't be in the guardhouse, you have to pass through to get in. But no, the sign of death is flown into the United States. And God, there's blood and death everywhere. African says, I'm very concerned about Darfur. Concerned. Okay, he said he was concerned, so we don't have to worry about Darfur anymore. Because I looked at my kids and said, look at that. That is trouble. That is a problem. Kid called you at school. Doesn't count. Does it? Why don't you guys work on being the first generation? Take our break, and then we'll come back for the
money! It's a gas. Grab that cash in both hands and make a stack.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. A $30 million contract has been awarded for the next phase of a project to shore up the Bluestone Dam. Senator Byrd announced the contract. Brayman Construction in Pennsylvania will install three bulkheads and drill about 170 high-strength steel anchors in the dam structure. Byrd says the Bluestone Dam Safety Assurance Project is bringing the 50-year-old structure in line with current safety standards. Kanawha County Prosecutor Bill Charnock has paid $933 for cell phone calls he made at his former job as director of the State Prosecuting Attorneys Institute. The payment is an attempt to end questions over whether he misused the phone. A report to the legislature's Interim Joint Committee on Government Operations in May said about 60% of the calls Charnock made between August of 2002 and April of last year were personal. The audit also recommended the Institute ask Charnock to pay at least $345 and as much as $933 for the phone bills unless he could show about $588 of the calls work-related. A West Virginia soldier who joined the Army after leaving Marshall one semester shy of earning a degree has now been killed in Iraq. Relatives say 23-year-old Scott Ulbrich served as a lookout for bombs and insurgents ahead of his Army unit. He died after his Humvee was fired upon early Sunday. A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says this summer is shaping up to be one of the hottest in recent years. Monday marked the hottest day in 3 years in Charleston, and meteorologist Randall Hatfield says he expects much, at least for this week. Temperatures reached 92 in the Kanawha Valley. The average is 80 for the same time. Temperature was 75 at this time last year. In Huntington, temperatures reached 93 yesterday. In Beckley, the temperature tied the previous high of 84, which was set in 1971. Now here's the forecast for this evening. Partly cloudy. Temperatures now near 70. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low 60. Tomorrow then, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high near 84. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
She made it at last to New York. Her apartment building was crawling with cockroaches and drunks. Her story next on Biography for Radio.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
She arrived in the city of her dreams with $35 and a bag full of dance tights. For all of her teen years, she had taken care of her seven brothers and sisters following the death of their mother. At last, she was free to make it on her own. The early days in New York were lonely and tough. For 2 years, she studied modern dance, waiting tables to make ends meet. But jobs were few and far between. So she joined her boyfriend's rock group, The Breakfast Band, as a drummer and then lead singer. When they got nowhere fast, she broke away and teamed up with songwriter Steve Bray. In 1982, they landed a recording deal with Sire Records. Her first single, Everybody, was a hit. Her raunchy style and boy toy look quickly caught on. As hit followed hit, she changed her image. One day she was a leather-clad rocker, the next a pearly sophisticate. A mother of two today, she has more than 25 top 10 singles to her name, including Like a Virgin, Express Yourself, and Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. A self-made star, if there ever was one, she is singer and video star, Madonna. For Biography, I'm Lawrence Scott.
Biography is a trademark of A&D. Bean and Growing, the lawn care show with Guru. Bill, the air is getting warm on my lawn for the season. Does it mean...
Don't do that, Diane. Your lawn probably wouldn't appreciate it. Here's several things you can do for both cool season and warm season grass. As your lawn breaks dormancy, examine your lawn for season insects. Mow at the minimum height to enhance turf density, and if thatch is deeper than 1/2 inch, dethatch and aerate. It's also a good idea to patch bare spots in existing lawn. Use a slow-release fertilizer with 75% nitrogen, and finally, treat with a pre-emergence herbicide to conquer grassy weeds.
Then how often should I fertilize?
Ideal to fertilize twice a year for maintaining a healthy lawn. 1 month after the lawn starts growing in the spring, and 1 month before it goes dormant.
Well, this has been another edition of Green and Growing with Bill Clutho, John Deere's groundskeeping guru.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is HealthBeat. It's a major achievement. A single dose of a test vaccine sprayed into the nose protects monkeys against the SARS virus. SARS, or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, spreads by close human contact. The vaccine was developed by studying both monkeys and hamsters. 4 weeks after infecting both groups with live SARS virus, researchers tested the protective effects of the vaccine. Dr. Peter Collins of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases explains the results.
In the case of monkeys, we took swabs from the nose and the throat over a 14-day period, while in the hamsters, we sacrificed the animals and directly analyzed the lung tissue. In each case, we found that the animals that had received the vaccine were protected against infection, whereas the control animals were infected with SARS.
For more information, visit niaid.nih.gov and search the phrase intranasal SARS vaccine. I'm Phil Stevenson for HealthBeat.
Back to radio for the rest of us. Head on.
All right, let's wind it down toward 10 o'clock. A little bit of good news. By the way, the phone number. What is his phone number? 252-6200, outside Beckley, it's 800. I've been forgetting, star 620 on your... it looks like the worm new Washington Post ABC poll. 3/4 of Americans say the number of casualties bogged down, and nearly 60% say not worth fighting. More than 40% now believe that the Iraq is becoming analogous to the experience in...
But
back when we were getting ready to bomb the snot out of Iraq and kill, weren't the numbers about 60-70% of Americans going, USA, 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 drop them bombs, kill them kids, USA, drop them bombs, kill them kids, USA, USA. Wasn't it about the same number? Now, one of two things applies here. On the one hand, these people were lied to, and you can't get around it. These people were lied to and whipped up into a froth and a frenzy by a very cynical, cold, and calculating political machine that had designs on making a hell of a lot of money out of a nasty little war. Right? There's that one. There's that possibility. While they were yelling, USA, bomb them kids, USA, kill them babies, USA, drop more bombs. While they were doing that, you know, there was a significant community of us, including people like Dennis Kucinich and Robert Byrd. Well, I knew before we went in, there's the possibility that people are just turning from lied to. That has something to do with a real morals for whatever the guys, more than half, 52% of them disapprove of how 56% disapproved of Republicans in Congress. Bush and the congressional Republicans are 60%. Bush and GOP leaders like, you know, aren't doing their jobs and making progress on Americans. 7% blame the president and Republicans. 55% also say Bush has done more. Numbers get this way, you know they wag the dog, right? Not be permitted to go on. What's the next terror threat? There is one banging around out there. It seems like I heard it just in May. 80 U.S. soldiers and more than 700 keep turning corners and winding up in the same place. Wouldn't it be sad to think that we, Philippines wars, we've read the war prayer on this program from of the military frenzy, don't we? Or a military frenzy faces the young that we sent off foxes. Maybe this bodes well for the difficult, because the very segmented nature of the districts get rid of Shelley Moore, ditched that woman. Afraid 9/11. I'm afraid. I'm very interested in the Michael Jackson case and its conclusion. Then maybe we will not have to hear about it again. Driving me crazy, and I keep picking up hitchhikers. And a little something else, email-wise. Got a note. I mentioned on the phone that Joe Manchin is being mentioned as a new. Let us know that twice, not once, but twice in the last week, Joe has been featured on Fox News blurb down there. I think it was. We talked about how failed out on its decade-long siege of Disney. They let them gay people bailed out on that because, you know. And then last week also they put the big bullseye on the Ford Motor Company. This is from the Chicago Tribune. We've got to have two conservative Christian groups wrong before we even finish the first sentence. Two religion industry zealot groups. Fascists. Are attacking two prominent businesses for taking a high-profile role in the 2006 Gay Games in Chicago. American Family Association of Tupelo, Mississippi, sharply criticizing Kraft Foods, Inc. and Harris Bank because each of them gave $25,000 to the athletic competition and now want the companies to take a less visible role. Don't think this is something a big corporation should get behind. Executive Director of Illinois Family, and it says it promotes family values. Really? Which family? Whose? And what values? I know, you've heard that before. But Kraft and Harris Bank aren't spooked. Protests to serve as a warning to other prominent businesses considering sponsorship roles. These groups, wouldn't you love to see the statistics on what are you going to do tonight, Bob? Oh, I don't know, Bill. I was thinking about whooping the wife. One other thing, Kraft Foods sits down to think about some marketing, isn't it? Kraft makes, Kraft Mac. Stop it. They make Jill. They make. And Randy Sharp is director of special projects for American Family Association. He said he was shocked to learn that Kraft, the corporate giant behind Oreo,
buddy.
But everything Kraft does, they're huge, and it's geared, it's oriented toward how they will make a buck. And so they want everybody's money. They don't just want the weirdo religion industry's money. They want the gay community's money, too. necessarily they try to do some things that are going to make them good guys in the eyes of the gay community while they continue to sell the gay community. You know, there's that's the thing, these religio-fascists, that businesses act in their self-interest because they want every segment of the population. Who do you suppose probably has more disposable income? Member of the American Family Association or a gay couple in suburban Chicago, both of whom are college educated and have drunk. Punch them back in the mouth, they go away. In a perverse way, this is very flattering, said Roger Brigham, spokesman for the Fed. ACS is a large enough movement to command. These are equal opportunity haters. They will go anywhere to hate anyone for any reason. They got all upset and hot and bothered about a Nutrisystem commercial. Well, I tell you what, let's knock off for the night. Well, the show was produced tonight by the indefatigable Jesse Fulmer, engineered by Randy Kerbway, part by Brian Reznor, and brought to you as ever by the 20,000 workers of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. You, also brought to you by our Pipe Trades. I like to think. The show is archived every night by Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go on by. Check out some of the liberal, decent, progressive talk radio. Hey! Agnes!